Blog Talk Radio.
You know, people always ask me, what's the captain really like? Well, I'm compassionate. I mean, that woman, that Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, but I mean, this woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. I'm understanding. You just bankrupted the frickin' country! What's the matter with you? I'm willing to listen.
Oh, you gotta have everybody's point of view. You can't just dismiss other people's point of view.
You don't have a point of view. I'm intelligent. Well, I'm glad you educated me on that. See, because I'm stupid. I didn't know that. Hell, I'm the full meal deal.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on.
Welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? You know the number, 646-716-79er. Got to get that niner in there, 7978. Or you can join the Captain's chat room. Now, I do apologize. I know. I didn't peek yesterday. I wanted to, but I did at the end, and then I accidentally tried to expand it, and I put close instead. So, sorry, guys. I didn't get a chance to read what you said. I'm an idiot. But it happens. I got a broken right-handed hand here. I always do that crap. Don't you hate that? You're on your stupid computer, and you accidentally push a wrong button, and there's no way to get it back. And then you close it and you go back in history and you've been looking at all these different sites a million times. You can never find it again. It's ridiculous. But if you want to join the chat room, I promise I'm going to try to peek. But if not, it's for you guys. Chat away. All right. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth. It is a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today is absolutely no exception. So let's lift this jib and get this damn freedom ship underway already. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, looks like we've got a color on the line already. We haven't even got to the scuttlebutt of the day. So let's see what the color has to say here. Hello, welcome aboard the freedom ship. You're with the captain. How you doing?
What's up, captain? This is Mr. Jones, I'm calling from Alabama.
From Alabama, how you doing, sir? Welcome
aboard. I'm doing okay, but I'm hearing you talking about my liver brothers. Why you want to hate on them? What's wrong with
them? I don't hate on them. Oh, come on now. I hate their policies. I don't hate them. My mother is a liberal. My whole family's a liberal.
That you don't like for you to like conservative policies. What's so good about the policy that conservatives did for the – I mean, I understand that we have a liberal in the White House, and he's got to be an African-American. That's driving you folks crazy.
No. Hold. If you listen to my show now – okay, I'll listen to you.
Well, let me give me a minute before you can respond.
I'll give you a minute.
A lot of people can't accept. They say his partisan and this and that is – destroying America. But if you can't look at what George Bush and Reagan and all them did, then they're trying to say he weak. Okay, you calling him weak. Bush did the same thing and said the same thing. Everything that Obama doing for Russia, Bush did the same thing with that other country that Russia went in and took. So y'all just, you can get on one side, you know, stop hate. Because what can we do? You want to go start another war? Well, I know you conservative.
I don't
want to
start no war. No.
So what y'all want Obama to go attack Russia? We don't need that war because that's going to destroy the world. So if Russia that dealing with a country that been dealing with all these years, America needs to shut up because we had did it too many times and kicked people doors and went to instruct their country. So all you conservatives trying to call this president weak, no, he ain't weak. That's just the idea. Y'all ain't going to never give him his props. You ain't going to never respect him. You don't want to accept him as an American. You don't want to accept him as a human being. He less than a human being. He had to pull his IDs out to prove that he was an American. So, you know, once you guys get over the hump, because last that I remember, Bush destroyed America, and then they trying to say he weak. How is he a weak president when they were throwing shoes at George Bush head?
Let me explain this program. Now, I can't answer for anybody else. I can't answer. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. If you've listened to this show, you know for a fact I do not believe in parties. Parties are for corruption and corruption purposes only.
Okay.
Now, on this program, I have preached from the very beginning, and I've got every one of my things archived. This is not a Barack Obama thing. This is not a Democrat thing. This is not a Republican thing. This is a government thing. This, what the conservatives, what the Tea Party is for everybody. We're looking out for every single body, the Constitution. We are tired of having our rights taken away, your rights being taken away. Believe it or not, we're fighting for you as well, everybody. There's only one party in this country. There are no African Americans, Chinese Americans. I got nothing but crowd in me. I'm nothing but German. I'm not a German American. I'm an American. We got one party in this country, and that's the American Party. That's what I'm fighting for on this country. I mean, on this program. I don't play those other stupid games that you're talking about. I don't know who those people are. I've never met those people.
Everything
I don't
said,
know what you're talking
basically
about.
Basically, you're talking about liberals. I don't hear you saying nothing about conservatives.
I do. Liberalism. That's right. I don't believe in liberalism. I'm going to stand up and I'll argue that all day long.
Well, you know what? That's just how I feel about Tea Party. I don't think they as
have you ever
straight
been to
with America
party?
That you said they would. Because
okay,
some
never
of the stuff that when I hear come out of Tea Party, they sound like a bunch of Nazis to me.
Nazis?
That's
Nazis.
What I said. I ain't bite my tongue.
Oh, you want to talk about Nazis? Obama gets his little brown shirts, all of his little government agencies.
Well, Nazi looked more like you. He was a white guy, Adolf Hitler, okay? So I don't know if you could call Obama Nazi all you want.
You
so,
are
you know,
rich.
That's how you close
well,
looking at this president.
Let's get back to the Tea Party. Let's focus on this. You've never been to a Tea Party, have you?
I've been to a Tea Party rally in Denver.
Okay. And you're still coming out the Tea Party a racist. Because,
see,
I've never been
to
a
Tea Party.
I've been to several Tea Parties, and I've never been to one where it was racist. And
you know why it was racist
it
to you? Because you fit the you in the program. What
then
they
what the hell were the black
been,
people doing there then?
Well, you know what the black
what
people
the
that I see, they don't hang out with
then?
The black people from the hood.
Why
they hang out with
black,
the Tea Party
well,
crew.
Why were the black people in that Tea Party? What the hell were they doing there?
Well, most of them married to white
if we
women.
We were so racist. Why
most
were
of them married to white women, so they don't see blackness.
Yeah,
they see
what the hell difference
what the Tea Party believe in.
What the hell difference does it make what their color is? Our New York City mayor, he's married to a black woman.
And he's a good
what
man.
What the hell difference
and they,
does it
and the Tea Party got something bad to say about him.
Because he's an idiot.
Well, that's what the – and you're ignorant.
Oh, Mr. Jones from Alabama, you are a funny dude, man. I like
and
you.
And you too, sir.
I like you a lot. Oh, man.
And I like you too.
All righty, my friend. You continue listening, all right? You have a great day, my friend. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. You got to love this guy. I mean, you love it. I mean, you can't hate on the guy. He's got his opinion. He's got what he believes. I got what I believe. Okay. Now what? Now do we got to kill each other? Is that what we got to do now? I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do with all this hate that everybody keeps giving me. Just because you go to a tea party, all of a sudden you're racist, you're a hater. I mean, we hate women. I mean, those penile challenged creatures.
Women.
Ugh. Look, you never been to a tea party, you can't talk about it. Tea party's for everybody. I've yet to be to a tea party where it doesn't matter who you are. You're welcome. And as much as I cuss, and I do cuss, you listen to this program, I do slip. I'm trying hard. I'm doing my best. But I don't even cuss at a tea party. It's nothing like that. Anyway, let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day here today. This abominable CARE Act that we have. We've got two stories here now. These are real stories, Mr. Reed. And one from your state, Mr. Reed. Look, these Obamacare stories are, these are real. This, what I call now the Abominable CARE Act, has helped no one. Nobody's being helped. We had 50 million people that were uninsured. This whole rearranging the greatest health care on planet Earth, which it was, but according to those that wanted to change it, oh, it was so horrible. So it was terrible. Nobody had a doctor. Nobody had this. Nobody had that. Well, what it was nobody had free contraception and abortions. And that's what this whole damn thing is about. So what? You get a free abortion. You got to take away people's jobs? You got to take away people's hours? Take away their quality of life? For what? So people can get abortions? Is that what this is all about? That's what it seems like. Every policy now has to have abortion care and contraception care. How about frickin' health care? How about that? When's that going to come into the equation? Well, it doesn't really matter. As long as the Democrats look good in the midterms, as long as the Republicans look good in the midterms, that's all that anybody cares about. That's all the stupid news cares about. How about how do the American people look in the midterms? 91.5 million people out of work, and they're worried about the stinking Democrats and the Republicans, how they're going to look in the goddamn midterms? I am sick and tired of having to listen to this crap. Day in and day out, I can't even watch the news anymore. I couldn't watch hardly anything yesterday. And this morning I woke up thinking I was going to be in a good mood. The crap I got to put up with in these stupid damn stories this morning. I'm just sick of it. Thank God old Mr. Jones from Alabama called in. Did kind of make my day, kind of calm me down. So that was probably a good thing because I would have probably blasted off into Deep Space Nine, which I think I'm going to end up getting there. So let me, if I can shut up long enough, I might be able to get down to a couple of things here. We've got to talk about a couple of things here. We got two very important stories, and then we have a top story here today. So let me shut up and get going here. Looks like we got another caller. Hold on there, caller. I'll try to get to you here in a minute. I got to get through this here. I'll get to you. Hang on. So here this is, this is a pastor who's been diagnosed with cancer. He claims there's no compassion in the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's true. They can't write compassion in a bill. They can't write common sense in a bill. They can write how to screw you in the bill. They're pretty good at that. So a pastor recently diagnosed with cancer and who is covered under Obamacare says there's no compassion in the Affordable Care Act. Back in January, old Pastor Engran, I guess is how you pronounce it, I'm terrible with names, you know that, was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer of the esophagus. He had insurance, but because of a previous heart condition. How about that, Nancy Pelosi, all your previous conditions? How about that, Mr. Obama, all your previous conditions? How about that, Debbie Dum-Dum Wasserman Schultz, all your previous conditions? Well, there they are. Here's his previous condition. But because he had a previous heart condition, it didn't cover the treatments he needed for his cancer. He found that out just minutes before receiving life-saving chemotherapy. You're about to get the needle, about to save your life. Oh, I'm sorry. Obamacare doesn't cover chemotherapy. And we all remember the president saying that, well, there's no reason that people should have to go bankrupt because of a pre-existing condition. Well, what the hell is this? What is this, I ask you? Well, I tell you what the hell it is. People are going bankrupt. I got another one coming. Wait. Let me shut up long enough and I'll get to it. I'm not in a very good mood today. I'm going to keep it in check. I just think of old Mr. Jones from Alabama. He puts me in a good mood. All right, let me see if I can continue here. The pastor says, one of the workers came and said, let me talk to you. And so I went to talk to her. She said that we found out that your insurance doesn't include chemotherapy. Well, what does it include? Well, you can get this free abortion. Oh, gee, thanks. Over the past 2 months, the Angrins have emptied their savings account and racked up $50,000 in debt. They signed up for the Abominable Care Act, but found it to be anything but affordable. It's not affordable. It's not supposed to be. We even got another story here today where these rates are supposed to rise now. Next year in 2015, you think they are too high now? Oh, no, 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 no. What the hell did we do? All we had to do, we had 50 million people that were uninsured. Okay, first thing that we should have done right off the bat was opened up the oil industry more. Don't give me this that we got more oil being pumped out. No, not on federal land at all. The EPA will not allow it. Yeah, I'm sorry, but we still have to burn coal until we figure out another way. There's only so many dams we can build and so many nuclear power plants we can build. We still use, what, 70, 80%? Of electricity is powered by coal? So we get rid of that industry. Well, how in the hell are you going to run your stupid Prius? Huh? How are you going to run your little electric cars? How are you going to plug in your little cell phones, your little smartphones, and your laptops, and your iPads? And your television to watch the Kim Kardashian show. Finish this article. $50,000 in debt. They found out, oh, no, no, this is not affordable. It will cost a couple more than $800 per month. Money that they just simply do not have. So they're paying insurance. They're buying insurance and buying health insurance, Obamacare insurance. And they still need to come up with $800 a month, plus the money that they spend on insurance, plus probably, mortgage, rent, and food. Now, food's kind of important. Now, but as long as they give up that cell phone and that cable bill, they'll be all right. All right, you remember... Mr. Harry Reid, remember this? We're going to take a flashback here. I think this was about a week ago. Go ahead and play Mr. Reid, cut number one.
There's plenty of horror stories being told. All of them are untrue. But in those tales, turned out to be just that, tales. Stories made up from whole cloth. Lies distorted by the Republicans to grab headlines or make political advertisements.
Is this a political advertisement, Mr. Reed? Pastor, this man of the cloth? Is this made up? How about this one? This is one that's in your home state, Mr. Reed. The Las Vegas Review Journal, must be a, you know, the local paper there, reported that Larry Baish, I guess is how you pronounce the name, B-A-S-I-C-H, a 62-year-old, well, we got to have that age in there now. Got to know the age, got to progress the story, got to get all the information. Well, what the hell did he have for breakfast this morning? Larry Baish, that's what matters. He's a human being. And he just got bent over and got screwed. That's the crux of the story, not his age. Not what he had for breakfast. So Larry Baish, a Vegas resident, Las Vegas. But if you've ever been to Las Vegas, it's a beautiful town. How could you not love Sin City? Come on. Come on. A Vegas resident has been stuck with a $407,000 medical bill despite signing up for an insurance plan via the state exchange last fall. Well, how about that? Mr. Baish, according to the article, selected a United Healthcare plan and even paid his first premium. Well, he did this back in November. Yeah, he got right on it. Oh, yeah. He didn't mess around, boy. He got right on that computer, signed up for his Obamacare. Got to get it. Made his first premium. Oh, yeah. Here's my money. Take it all. But he never received confirmation that he was enrolled. What the magic? Well, see, because that part of the healthcare.gov hasn't been built yet. It's not completed. Of course you've got no confirmation. They have no confirmation. Despite being assured that he was by Nevada Health Link. I guess that's their, you know, state exchange. The Nevada Health Link. Ooh. Amid the confusion, how about amid the incompetence? Why don't we start there, Mr. Newspaper Man? Mr. Baish suffered a heart attack at the end of December and had to undergo a triple bypass. Now, according to the Review Journal, no insurer will claim his bills. Oh, I'm not claiming. I have nothing to do with it. I ain't taking nothing. Not my fault. It was the Koch brothers. It was them Tea Partiers. It ain't my fault. I didn't do it. I'm not in charge. Yeah, but yeah you are. You know, it says right here. No. That goes under another department. Well, what department is that? Well, the department of, we'll find that department. We don't really know yet. Yeah, that's what department it is. That's your department. Shut up, idiot. So according to the Review Journal, no insurer will claim his bills. And he's caught in a financially frightening battle, you think? As he appeals to the exchange and its contractor, Xerox. All I wanted to do when I moved here was to buy a house, get a dog, and go to some spring training games for the Dodgers, Mr. Baish said, who had moved from Hawaii. Well, I'm doing fine, but where are you from? How are you? I hate that stupid joke. Why do I do that? There's always stupid things that pop into your head, like stupid nursery rhymes. Stupid things pop into your head. They're the little liberal fairies growing around, popping stupid pills into your ears, and it goes into your head. Just thinking about Nancy Pelosi makes you stupider. The guy wanted to do was to move to Florida, obviously. Or what, Arizona? Where the hell did he move to? Oh, no. Wait a minute. Nevada. What the hell? Come on. Pay attention to the story, will you? See what happens when you start talking about liberals? They make you stupider. It happens every single time. So Xerox reportedly tried to assign Mr. Bache's bills to another insurance plan. Well, no, we're going to just pass the buck. Now, we can't take responsibility for this. Well, why? Well, we might have to pay for it, and we can't get a new boat. We can't get a new car. My wife needs a new fur coat. I need a new watch. I mean, these guys spend, yeah, I mean, hey, look, if I had gazillions of dollars, I don't wear watches, but I mean, if I had gazillions of dollars, I had nothing to hell to do with it, and I seen a pretty nice watch, and it was a gazillion dollars, fine. I don't give a damn. Screw it. Give it to somebody, let them hawk it, and, you know, let them do whatever. Party on. It's your money. You earn it. You can do whatever the hell you want to with it. That's the point. Bache's insurance broker also complained that Xerox is spending a lot of time lawyering up. Well, of course they are. They spend more money on these goddamn lawyers than they do if they'd have just paid the guy. I mean, what's the point of having insurance if the damn insurance isn't going to pay for anything? Isn't that the whole point of having insurance? You don't have to get raped? I mean, maybe that's me. Maybe, you know, that's, you know. Again, I know. I use common sense from time to time. I know. It's one of my faults that I have. I believe Xerox is covering themselves because of a huge system error, said broker Tamar Birch. But Xerox reportedly says the company is trying to fix the problem. Oh, yes, we've got our top men on it. Really? Like healthcare.gov had professionals translate English into Spanish. And for our Spanish brethren, if you come over here illegally and want to get Obamacare, well, you must pay with your female cousin. And if you don't have a female cousin, well, I don't know how you're going to pay for it. They still do not to this day. I don't know if they do or not, but the last word that I got, they still don't have a Spanish website up for Spanish-speaking Americans. And they wonder why people aren't signing up. Well, one, a lot of state exchanges don't work. Oregon still has yet to sign anybody up, and they've been even trying to do it on paper. The Abominable Care Act has helped who? How about that $50 million that were uninsured that we were supposed to, we were so horribly racist and just mean, and we want to deny women health care? I don't know where the hell that even came from. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But anyway, I could go on, but, you know, we got to move on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. And now, to add additional insult to the millions of injuries, which there are, those are real numbers, Mr. Reed. Well, I never finished the last story. Well, yeah, I did. It's enough. You know what happened. He's now going into bankruptcy. Nobody wants to pay for it. Nobody wants to be responsible. What the hell's the point of having all these supervisors and all these positions, these titles? Health and Human Services? The secretary? Well, isn't she supposed to be overall in charge of everything? But yet she's not responsible for healthcare.gov, still not completed, still not built, still not working properly. Oh, but it's working much better. Really? Is working better? Is that working properly? Well, it's working better. No. Is working better working properly? There's a difference. I'm glad that it's working better. Okay, well, that's fine. Mr. Ryan would call a first step. Okay, you've taken a first step. Well, you need a whole bunch more steps, a whole bunch more leaps. Kabish? You need to finish the project is what you need to do, and you haven't yet. But you keep passing the buck. Well, it's not my fault. I wasn't the contractor. No, you were the secretary. You were in charge of it. You're the head honcho, the head cheese. Which I think what you have in your head is cheese. What the hell good are you, your cat? Huh? Miss Amelius, what the hell do you do when you come into work? What do you do? What is it that you do? Do you oversee anybody? Do you ask any questions? Like, for instance, we've spent $677 million on this website. Does it work? And if so, can I see it? Well, we're not quite ready yet for anything. Yeah, but we've got a couple of days, so it's supposed to be open. Well, yeah, well, we could probably put it online, but it's probably not going to work. 3 years and $677 million. Hey. I don't know how to even design websites. I have no idea. I designed mine through GoDaddy. They gave it to me. They designed all the stuff, you know, I just put whatever the hell I wanted to on my website. But if you gave me, but I don't know how to do it, all the X's and O's. I don't know how to do that. But if you gave me $677 million and told me, here's $677 million, I want you to build one website. Can you do it? First thing I do is I take some money, I hire a guy, I give him like $1 million, and say, build me the website. Okay. He's 13. What the hell? He's got $1 million at 13 years old. You can get a kid to do that. Here's $1 million. Here's for your college. Adios. You get a really super smart, speaking of adios, you get a really super smart Spanish kid that speaks both English, 13-year-old, English and Spanish. You give him $1 million, and he'll build a Spanish website. There, we're done. $2 million complete. $677 million. That's almost $1 billion to build one website, and you have 3 years to do it, and it's still not complete. So again, now adding more additional insult to the gazillions of injuries, the people that have been affected by Obamacare, not just the people that have signed up for Obamacare, but the people that used to have health care, that no longer have a job, lost their hours, lost their doctor, lost their plans. Health industry officials. Oh, God, more officials. Oh, those are people in charge. They're officials. Official what? What do you do? What do you officiate? So the health industry officials say that Obamacare-related premiums will double in some parts of the country. You think? We've only been saying this for how long? But now they finally put it in print. Now it's true. Countering claims recently made by the administration. Everything the administration says has been countered. And to go along with Mr. Jones from Alabama, this is not an Obama thing. This is not a George Bush thing, a Republican thing, a Democrat thing. This is a government thing. The government has taken far too much power. They do not have it. They do not deserve it. It's not theirs. It is ours. This is our government, not theirs. They don't control how we think and how we feel. We do that. We are responsible for ourselves. We must be our own little tyrant. And the only one that we can tyrannize is ourselves. If you've got time to tyrannize somebody else, well, then you've got life pretty good. The expected rate hikes will be announced in the coming months amid an intense election year. Well, they've already just announced it. So, well, I guess it's not official, even though they've got officials saying that it's going to rise. But it's not an official statement yet. Why? Because, what, Kathleen Sebelius didn't say it? Somebody from the administration? Well, who are these officials? Oh, they're just the health officials. So this isn't real yet. It wasn't real when we told you in 2007 that this plan was going to do this. No, it wasn't real then. It wasn't real in 2008. It wasn't real in 2009 when they crammed it down your throat in the middle of the night. Merry Christmas. It wasn't true in 2010 or 11 or 12 or 13, and it's not true today, but yet the evidence shows it is. Now, how the hell can that be? I don't think there's enough grog on this ship today to get me through this day, but I'm going to do it. Of course the rates are going to go up. It can't. There's no way it can't. This thing is already imploded. I don't know how it's going to sustain itself. It's going to have to dismantle. He keeps putting all these delays and delays and delays. And now he's got this mandate, this individual mandate. They're out there saying, that stupid Pfeiffer, this guy, he's got beady eyes. And like I tell you, you can never trust a person with beady eyes or that is a soft spoker. Soft spokers or soft speakers. See, I can't even speak. A talk show host can't speak. Broken left-handed tongue. I'm a mess, but here I am every day. I believe in freedom, and I'm going to fight for it every day. And so should you. It sucks. We got to get off the couch and got to put down those bags of Cheetos and turn off that stupid Kim Kardashian show. But you must fight for your freedom every day. Just because we got a piece of paper, and I'm holding it in my hand, this is the last copy. The government hasn't got this copy yet. They ain't going to get it. I have to pull this copy from my cold, dead hands. And I ain't ready to die. Just because we got this piece of paper here that says we're free does not mean that we are free. We do not exercise our rights and demand that our rights be allowed to be exercised. Well, then we don't deserve them. If they take them away from us and we don't do anything, well, whose fault is that? Is it the fault of the guy who took it from you? Or is it the fault of you allowing the son of a bitch to take it from you? Well, I'm tired of people taking things from me. And it's time we start taking them back. And that first thing is freedom. For everybody. Not just one group. There are no groups. We got one group in this country. If we're going to be united, we need to treat each other like we are united. But we can't treat each other united until we consider ourselves united. And there's only one way to do it. We are one group. We are America group. We come in every color, every size, every shape, every level of stupidity. Every flavor you could possibly imagine. Every country is what this country is. That's the beauty of this country. We can be anybody. And the more unique you are, the better you are. Why? Because you have freedom. We don't have to like what other people do. So what? I don't like a lot of things that a lot of people do. I don't like a lot of things that a lot of people say, but I can't stop them from saying it. I can hate what they say, but I can't stop them from saying it. And that's what I don't like, especially like in the media. Somebody says something, now you got to ruin their lives, take away their job and this and that because they spoke... Their opinion? Look, I believe in freedom of speech, and look, I'm sorry. But freedom of speech means that you're going to have to put up with speech that you don't like. They got to put up with you, and you got to put up with them. You can hate what they say, but you can't stop them from saying it. That's the point. It's freedom of speech. The Constitution is not just for the government. It's not just for the law enforcement. It's for the citizens as well. It's for everybody, which means we have to follow it too, which means we have to put up with people. Yeah, they're idiots, and they're stupid. They're incompetent. You still got to put up with them. They have the right to speak. You don't like what they say? Well, either turn the channel or walk to a different part of the street. If they won't, if they're driving you nuts, well, then move. You can avoid a confrontation. If you don't like what someone's saying, well, then don't listen to it. Why would you want to listen to something that you don't like? Why would you want to watch a movie that you don't like? Why would you want to watch a TV show that you don't like? Well, if you want to get laid and your girlfriend's watching a stupid show, well, then, yeah, you'll watch it. But the point is, why would you want to go out of your way to watch something, to listen to something, to do something that you don't like? You wouldn't. That's the point. All right. We got to take a quick little break here. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to open up my treasure chest, and then we're going to get down and dirty here. So we'll be back in just a minute.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt.
Look,
limit.
The president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt.
What
limit.
I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Foreign Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
Louisianans told Mary Landrieu to vote no on Obamacare.
People think it's big government at its worst. It's going to cost more money.
Instead, she sided with Barack Obama.
If I had to vote for the bill again, I would vote for it tomorrow.
Now, we're paying the price.
There is growing frustration among many Americans.
The Obama administration is conceding that some people will have to pay a lot more for health insurance.
If I had to vote for the bill again, I would vote for it tomorrow.
Tell Senator Landrieu we deserve better than Obamacare.
Women are the driving force of the new economy. They balance the family checkbook. They start businesses, create jobs. But Kay Hagan just doesn't get it. Instead of listening to North Carolina, Hagan continues to push for Obamacare. Hagan supports waivers for friends of Obama and special treatment for Congress and their staffs. And who gets stuck with the bill? Families and small businesses. Kay Hagan, taking care of Washington insiders, not North Carolina families. Tell Kay Hagan, that's just wrong.
Okay, and we're back. All right, let's open up my treasure chest, see if we can plunder any booty. All right, right on top, this missing Malaysian airliner. We're not going to spend too much time on this today because what we know now, 5 minutes from now, is going to be completely different. Now, Thailand, which is gorgeous, by the way. Oh, my Lord, 11. What beautiful country Thailand is. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely just knockout gorgeous. If you ever get an opportunity. Oh, I got my microphone. Microphone was all the way up. I do that all the time. Every time I do one of these stupid breaks, I always forget to bring my microphone down. And I'm over here having a great conversation. Nobody knows. I don't even know if you can hear me or not. Well, it doesn't really matter. Getting back to Thailand. Beautiful. The most beautiful country you've ever seen in your life. Gorgeous. Love it. Evidently, Malaysia and Thailand, they're not all that friendly. So they're hiding radar. But the radar, I don't know why people so up in arms over this. When the stupid radar that Thailand had was the same as they had. So, I mean, come on. Stop. Evidently now, we do know that the pilot who had that simulator in his apartment or house. His wife and kids moved out like that day or the day before. There were files deleted from the pilot's flight simulator that he had. Now, either he deleted it or before he left, or maybe when he got to the airport or after he went to court. Evidently, one of his buddies was being jailed for 5 years for being a homosexual, and he was there at the court, and he was pissed off, and then he had to go fly. I don't think that's what happened here. I mean, it could have been – this was obviously pre-planned. I don't think for 1 second this was spontaneous. Come on. Come on. But exactly what happened to it, I mean, it is so bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of evidence that point that it landed, but they had to kill the people at some point, some way. Otherwise, somebody would have called. Why there was no communication? This plane's up in the air for 8 hours. So they had to do something to silence the passenger. Somebody would have had a cell phone. Somebody would have called. They had to do this very early on. Now, maybe as they're climbing, I don't know. Maybe they had gas on board and they, I don't know exactly how they did it, but I mean, there's no phone calls. So they were very smooth. This had to have been planned. Pretty good chance there probably was more than just the co-pilot and pilot. Who knows? Maybe it was them two. Maybe they're that good. I don't know. Nobody knows. But there's more and more evidence that keeps coming out. And there's a lot of people blaming Iran. Well, we do know they have those two Iranian with the fake passports. Well, just because there's no record of them doesn't mean that they're not bad guys. It means they just haven't been caught. So that's about it. You know, if there's any new information, I'm sure we're all going to find it because the media is going to go hog wild and they're going to be talking about this. I'm interested. I'm all wrapped up in it. I'm sorry. I got to admit. It's the mystery. It's the, well, what the hell could have happened? I still think it landed somewhere because the phones are, you know, there was no detection of what these stupid little, I don't know, they send off all these beacons and transmissions and what have you not. Exactly what the stupid technical names are. Who knows? Who cares? You just know it does. It sends pings and dings and bells and whistles, and somebody somewhere with a stupid thing in his hand picks it up, and they go find it. But there's no pinging. There's no dinging. Everything's been shut off. So that tells me that it's landed. Why did the phone still ringing? I don't know. Who knows? But we don't know where a plane is. It could be anywhere. Now, what are they going to use the plane for? Well, you could use a plane like that for just about anything. Come on. And Iran, now, see, here is my theory, and I know everybody has theories. So I'm going to have to give my theory. We do know Iran is on a fast track to a nuclear weapon, right? Right. Well, they may not have a rocket or a missile to send it off. Maybe they're going to try to hide it by putting it in a plane, such as a, well, 777. That's my theory, that Iran took this. What they did with the people, I'm sure they're probably dead. They did something with them. They had to have. Otherwise, being off that, somebody would have had some kind of communication. We would have heard that there was communication at a certain time. Like somebody would have said, well, I was talking to, my brother Joe. He was on the plane. This was at, 1:20 in the morning. This was at 12-something. But nobody came up. So that tells me that the passengers were taken care of very early on in the flight. And, you can't use any cell phones or any kind of electronic gears are taken off. So something tells me that those passengers were taken care of very early on. How? I don't know. Gas of some sort, I would imagine. Maybe they climbed very high to a certain amount and cut off their oxygen. I don't know. Who knows? But I do believe that Iran, this is my theory, that Iran has it. And they're going to put a nuclear weapon in it. They do have a nuclear weapon. And if not, they're very, very close to it. Maybe this is a way that they can complete whatever mission that they want to complete, I would imagine. You've got two choices of who they're going to use that weapon on. Well, you've either got Israel or the United States. But I don't think there's enough fuel on the plane to get from Iran to the United States or from wherever they landed it. So it looks like Israel's going to get it. And they are afraid. Now, I don't blame them. Anyway, getting back to my treasure chest here, second story. The wife didn't know she was filming the cops killing her husband. Now, this right here, you know how I feel. You do know how I feel about the police force. I don't have a problem with the police force. I have a problem with the police force, and they have far too much of it. They were not given that amount of force. They take that amount of force. Just because you have a badge and a gun, that doesn't give you respect. That's not respect. There may be fear, but that's not respect. Five guys in there just beating the living hell out of this guy. And guess what happened? He dies. This just, I mean, you got to watch this. I know. I hate that stupid word viral. Been around. You got to watch this stuff. I'm sick and tired of having to read these stories of cops doing this crap. That's not your job as cops, is just start beating some guy because he wouldn't give you his ID. First of all, you know, this notion that you walk up to a citizen and you just start interrogating them, and if you don't, that gives the cop the right to beat the living hell out of you and arrest you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I don't like that at all. That's, you know, no, 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 no. No, you want to start interrogating me, you need to have some kind of probable cause. And address that probable cause. Tell me, look, we've got a suspect that matches your description. He was doing this, 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 and this, and this. So we need to ask you a few questions. Do they do that? No. They don't even come close. What's your name? Where have you been? What are you doing? And you're like, what the hell? Go screw yourself. Whoa, 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 whoa. There goes the nightsticks. There goes the tasers. What happened was a couple months ago, that guy's raising, so he stole a car. Okay, big whoop. Guy steals a car. That's never happened before. So the guy is caught dead to rights. He ain't going anywhere. You got a million cops all surrounded him. He's standing there. He ain't doing nothing. Well, they're saying turn around and put your hands on top of your head, whatever. Well, he ain't moving. They could have just easily gone in there. He wasn't armed. He wasn't going in for any gun. You could see that. They could have gone right in and just, you know, handcuffed him. But they start shooting him with those bean bags. So he starts getting hit with them, and he turns around, raises his hands in the air, and you got this one jackass cop shoots him like three times in the back. First of all, you don't need a gun at this point. The guy's got his hands raised in the air. He wasn't moving anywhere. First of all, you didn't need to shoot him with the stupid bean bags. All you had to do was move in and handcuff him. He wasn't moving anywhere. But because they got a badge and they got a gun, you must respect me. Well, no, we don't respect you. You want respect, you're going to have to earn it. I'm sorry, but respect and disrespect are both earned. And when you got cops doing crap like this, that's not earning respect. That's earning nothing but disrespect. I'm sorry, but it's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force. They have far too much of it. They weren't granted that authority. They took that authority. Well, because I got a badge and a gun. Well, who's going to argue with a cop? It's for your security. And if you don't, we're going to throw you in jail. They can make up anything they want, and they do. That's not your job, cop. Look, unless somebody is actually breaking the law, or it appears that it's imminent this person is about to break the law, you got no business approaching them. Don't give me this, well, he looked like a suspect. Anybody can look like a suspect. Are you kidding me? Well, we got an anonymous tip. Oh, yeah, from who? Nancy Pelosi's invisible Republican friend? Is that who, huh? Where did you get this anonymous tip? Huh? Cops, for whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe they're all buffed out on steroids. They all got roid rage. I don't know what the problems are. Just because you got a badge and a gun doesn't mean that you start beating the living hell out of people. You want to find out who somebody is? Well, give them a reason to give them your name, and don't be a jerk about it. I'm sorry. But that's not your job. That doesn't make you big and tough. That isn't respect that you're getting. Just so you know, you got to earn that respect. And it's jerks like you that take away the good cops, because the good cops now look bad because too many of them look like you. So we don't know now who the hell the good cops are and who the hell the bad cops are. All we see are the bad cops, so that's all we get. Well, you want to change that, cops? Well, stop being bad. And those that are, stop sticking up for them. Brotherhood is brotherhood. I understand that. There's nothing wrong with brotherhood, and there's nothing wrong with sticking up with your brothers. But you got to stick up with what is right. First of all, these cops need to start reading the Constitution. Understand that Fourth Amendment is in there for a reason. Understand that Second Amendment is in there for a reason. Understand that First Amendment is in there for a reason. Sorry now, this is just great. I mean, this just, it doesn't stop. IRS now. A worker took home personal information on 20,000 workers. I wonder if those were people that were sympathetic to the Tea Party. I wonder if those were the 20,000 workers. Well, we don't know. I didn't get a chance to read the story, so we'll eventually find out. If I can shut up long enough to get to it. White House backs off Surgeon General nominee push amid Democrat resistance. Well, this guy, this Dr. Murthy, no, there's no way I would allow this man to operate on me. No. You listen to the way this man talks. I don't understand. No, I know. I would not feel comfortable having this man operate on me. No way. But not after listening to the way this guy speaks and the way this guy talks and the things that this guy says. There's no way. There's no way. No way. He just seems to be too far away from the real reality. So when he's operating on me, how am I supposed to know he's not going to venture away from the reality and start experimenting and then really screw me up and then I never wake up? Well, I'll never know that because I'll be dead. That's why I don't trust him. I don't want this guy operating on me. I wouldn't want that stupid Howard Dean operating on me. Imagine that guy operating on you, or that Zeke Emanuel. You want this guy operating on you? You seen this guy? The Zeke Emanuel? No. I won't even take a prescription of friggin' aspirin from this dude. And much less you can operate on me? No. Keep your grubby paws over there, mister. Trust this guy with a knife? He's an idiot. Fox News underfunded the health care. Really? Let me look again. Break out the Constitution. I know you got to do this from time to time. You have to do this. You have to continuously have to read the Constitution so you can just stay up on things and learn. And again, I'm reading page by page. I do not see Fox News anywhere. Now, how can that be? This is Article 1. Well, that's the Congress. You'd think that Fox News would be a part of the Congress. I don't know. Article 2, that's the executive branch. Article 3, that's judicial. Article 4 is the states. Is Fox News in and out of the states? Well, the amendment process? No. Article 6. Oh, we got deaths and supremacy and oaths. We got all these oaths, but, no, Fox News isn't in here. What the hell is Zeke Emanuel talking about? What does he mean by Fox News underfunded health care? How does Fox News underfund anything? I didn't know that they had the power of the purse like Congress does. We know the president's got a magic pen and he's got an open checkbook. He can write as many checks as he wants to. That pen is going to never run out of ink. It's funny how his little magic pen doesn't work anywhere but the United States. It's kind of funny. It's actually really funny. It's sad. It's tragic. Because we're the ones suffering from that pen. The American people are the ones suffering from that pen. And again, it's not just an Obama pen. It's a government pen. We're all being affected here. Not just one part. Not just one group. America, period. If you're an American citizen, you're being affected. If you can't see it, you need to stay out of the conversation, but you're being screwed. And if you don't feel it now, eventually you are going to feel it. By that time, they'll be come and gone, and you won't be able to do a damn thing about it but lie there in pain. So go ahead and sit on that couch. Shove another bag of Cheetos down your fat gullet. Turn on that Kim Kardashian show. Have yourself a gay old time. RNC chief, party to win tsunami of victories. Well, okay, that's nice. You'll go out there and, you know, beat the war drums. We'll do something. Well, there's going to be a lot of reasons why Republicans are going to win a lot of victories. One, there's a lot of people that started waking up. And a lot of good friends of mine, you know, being in the theater, there I've got a lot of liberal friends. You can't help it. Well, they are none too pleased with the way things are going. Again, this is America is waking up, not just Republicans and Democrats. America, period. America, period, is waking up. And we have to. Now we got more and more people feeling, wait a minute, I signed up for this Obamacare and it ain't cheap. I thought it was supposed to be free like Europe. What? What? What do you mean? Well, we told you since 2007, everything that we told you in 2007 when this whole goddamn process started, everything, we told you what was going to happen. Now, us on the right, we knew that it didn't matter who we picked. The country was not going to vote for another Republican. George Bush just was rightly, wrongly hated. We're not going to go into that. It's really irrelevant. It's in the past. We need to be concentrated on where we are now. But we can't concentrate on where we are now until we understand what happened, how we got here. Well, we went to sleep. We had Reagan. We had Mr. Joe Conservative. And we had our Constitution. So we had everything we needed. We had freedom. We had conservative in the White House. We had everything was going smooth. And we fell asleep. We didn't bother to pay attention until it was too late. Now, all of a sudden, we're waking up. And they're teaching your kids Common Core in school. Got this Agenda 21 now. Things are moving. Things are grooving. Private property is getting harder and harder to come by. They're going to cram everybody into these little government-made ghettos, skyrises. They're going to cram literally hundreds of thousands of people into small acreages. So all you got everything you need right there. You can eat there, work there, do this, do that. So you don't have to leave. And if you do leave one of these little pods, well, you have to take a train or some sort and go to another pod. You're not allowed to go out of those little pods. See, that's for the animals. Your days of hunting are over. Days of farming are over. You will eat government-made and government-approved food, and that is it. You will do what you're told when you're told and exactly how you are told to do it, and that is it. You will think exactly how you were told. You will think exactly what you are told. You will feel what you are told to feel. You will understand only what you are told to understand, what you are told to comprehend. Well, I can't do that. I'm an independent man. I think freely. I don't go by one party. I don't go by any stupid party lines. What does that mean? Well, I can't think this way because my party, my stupid party says that I can't. No. If I like something, I don't give a damn what any party. If I like it, that's what matters to me. It doesn't matter what a stupid party says. And if they like something and I don't, I'm not going to change my opinion because my party doesn't like it. Well, I can't like it. Well, why? Well, because my party doesn't like it. Yeah, but you do deep down inside. You do like it. Well, yeah, but I can't let anybody know. Well, why? Well, I wouldn't win the midterms. That's what it's all about. It's never how the American people look. It's how I look. It's how the Democrats are going to look. How the Republicans are going to look in the midterms. How's the president going to look? Well, how about the American people? How are they going to look? How are they going to look, huh? When now you're going to have more and more people try to go get some Obamacare. They go to the hospital. Oh, sorry. Well, no. Obamacare doesn't cover this, doesn't cover that, doesn't cover this. But you can get that free abortion. Yeah, but I don't need an abortion. I'm not pregnant. Well, you got free contraception. You want some of that? But no, I got freaking cancer, you asshole. Give me some goddamn chemotherapy. Oh, look at this. The White House pastry chef resigns. Oh. He doesn't want to demonize cream, butter, sugar, and eggs. It looks like, well, he's got a little confrontation with Michelle. Mm. She wants him to cook, you know, more healthy meals. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but let me tell you something. Michelle, and me being a cook myself and a chef, and I'm pretty good in the kitchen. First of all, and I'm being an artist, and I do create. I'm a writer. I do direct. I act. I do everything. You name it, I can do it. If it's in the theater, I can do it. I can do anything. Camera work, you name it. You don't tell, and being a chef is creative. You are an artist. When you make a meal, you are an artist. If you can't see the art in making meals and making pastries and making and baking and that, if you can't see the art, stay out of the question. I don't want to hear it. It is an art. And I do have that artistic mind. Unlike most of my artistic minds, I am able to come back out of dream world and understand and function in the reality world. Because that's where the real world is. You can always go into Dreamville. But one thing that you never do is you never tell an artist how to create. You do not tell a chef how to cook. You do not tell a chef how to bake. You don't tell a chef anything. You tell a chef good morning, and then you shut up. You do not go into the kitchen. You have no business whatsoever going into the kitchen. You do not tell a chef how to cook. That's number one. Well, she did. He said, screw this, and got out. And I don't blame him. He was having to replace things with stupid stuff. Frickin' tofu. 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 All right. Shut up. All right. We're not going to go into that, but, it was a sad day. But the pastry chef had to be let go. Well, he resigned, and I don't blame him. She wants all these stupid, the meals, the little pastries to be smaller and made out of all this crap with no sugar and all that. Well, that's a pastry. Pastries are sugar. You don't want to eat the goddamn pastry? Don't eat it. Yeah, here's a bowl full of tofu. Knock yourself out and shut up. Stop worrying about what other people eat. If you don't want to eat it, don't eat it. But don't criticize those that do. I don't like a lot of things that a lot of people eat. But I'm not trying to get people from stop eating it. I don't give a damn. If you want to eat it, if you like it, then eat it. If you don't, shut up. Who cares if it's not healthy? What's healthy? First of all, you've only got X amount of days on this earth anyway. There's no guarantee. Because you wear your seatbelt, because you don't cuss, and you don't smoke, and you don't do drugs, and you don't drink, and you eat healthy, and you eat tofu. Means you're going to have a long, prosperous life, yeah? What happens if you walk out down the street and you get hit by a truck? What happens all of a sudden you get cancer, and you got Obamacare, and you can't get chemotherapy, and you die? There's no guarantee in life. Look, if it gets you up in the morning and keeps you going all day, who the hell is anybody to tell you different? Bottom line is this. You have to find within yourself what makes you happy. You shouldn't be governing somebody else. And this is what I call, and you've heard me talk about this, trickle-down tyranny. This is what tyranny brings. Now we got the cops now. See, they need that tyranny too. All these government agencies. I mean, you got the EPA. They need a badge and a gun, the EPA. Imagine that. Imagine up there, you know, trying to pan for some gold. Might be able to put a couple of meals on the table once in a while. And you got the EPA swooping in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska, population 24. Just to test the water. The water? They need full body armor, machine guns, sidearms, tasers to test water? That's a bit excessive, don't you think? Well, it is. And that's what tyranny brings. When you have a tyrannical government, and we have been going tyrannical for a long time. It didn't just happen in 2009 when Obama took office. This has been something that's been going on for quite a while. This is not an overnight thing. You can't just have this overnight. Of course, Obama did put the son of a bitch in overdrive. I'll admit that. He did. The entire Democratic Party put this in overdrive. Now the American people are realizing, whoa, wait a minute. We got to put the brakes on this. Well, we can. It's an overdrive. It won't stop. It's perpetual now. Maybe if you'd have listened to certain people in 2007, we wouldn't be blasting off into Deep Space Nine. God only knows what the hell galaxy we're in now. God only knows where we're going to end up. But if you have a tyrannical government, a tyrannical leader, well, everybody under him, he's got to be a tyrant. Everybody under them, well, they got to be a tyrant. Well, I'm being tyrannized. Well, I got to tyrannize other people. I got to look like I'm. They all got to compete. That's what tyranny brings. And everybody, it just keeps going down and down. And now the cops, well, they get to carry guns, and they get nightsticks, and they get tasers, and they get handcuffs. Tyrannize the hell out of people, and they do, and they get away with it. I'm sorry, but cops should not intervene to people, this notion that just because they got a badge and a gun, that they could just walk up to people and start interrogating. No. I find that wrong. I don't see that anywhere in the Constitution. I don't care what it says in their little cop manual. I care what it says here in the Constitution. Now I'm going to look it here. I follow the Constitution. I don't follow cop manuals. I don't give a damn what's in their stupid little books. Take that book and roll it up and smoke it for all I give a damn what you do with it. But I don't follow it. My book is the Constitution. Maybe you should follow it too. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, meaning you. Houses, papers, and effects. Against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. But since we have shall not be infringed in the Second Amendment, which means absolutely nothing anymore, why the hell should this mean anything? Shall not be violated. I mean, if infringed isn't going to mean anything, why would violated mean anything? Well, we had an anonymous tip. Oh, that's your probable cause, an anonymous tip. Well, I got an anonymous tip, too. You're a pedophile. How about that? You like dressing up little boys in cowboy suits and taking pictures of them. How about that for an anonymous tip? Maybe I should press that. How about that, cop? How about that for an anonymous tip? See how you like it. We'll just put some bogus charges on you. See how you feel. We'll get some lawyers involved. We'll get testimony from children. Oh, man, we'll do it right. I mean, if you people want to go down that game, we can play too. But what's the point? What's the point? The point is, if you want respect, cops, you want respect from us, we'll give it to you. We want to give it to you. We're begging to give it to you. But all you're asking for is our disrespect. If anything, you are begging for our disrespect, just so you can have another opportunity to beat us down with your sticks and guns and tasers and throw another person in jail to fill your quota. I follow the Constitution, cop. I don't follow your stupid little cop manual. You do not have the right to approach me and start interrogating me until you address me with your probable cause. Why are you addressing me?
Well, yeah, you're reading that conservative magazine. You must be a rabble-rouser. Yeah, you're a troublemaker. Yeah, Tea Party racist. Little hater, you. Yeah. Shut up.
So, again, getting back to the trickle-down tyranny, cops got to be the little tyrants there. And if you don't bow and praise, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, in front of these police officers, well, then they beat you down. And they need five guys against one man who didn't put up a resistance. Of course, he couldn't help it. He was getting the hell beat out of him. It doesn't take five guys to beat down one guy. Don't give me this crap. I don't want to hear it, you cowards. And you are a coward. These cops, have you seen this video, man? It just, you know, this stuff just incenses me, man. I can't stand this. This is not who we are as a country. This is not what our police force is for. This is not who we are. There is no excuse why we stand and allow this to happen. No excuse. This is our bad. No more. Well, the people of this community need to fight back. They're in Oklahoma. Actually, the people of the country need to fight back. Because what happens here in Oklahoma, yeah, that stuff does happen here in New York. It happens in Florida. Happens in Texas. It happens in Washington. Happens there. I'm sure it happens there in Mr. Jones's territory there in Alabama. Happens in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Utah. I mean, the whole smash. Colorado, Kansas, you name it. Illinois, even Hawaii. What began as a fun night out to the movies ended in a tragedy for one Oklahoma family after a father was beaten to death by police following a domestic dispute. Evidently, the mother got in an argument with her 19-year-old daughter. Gee, all that's never happened before. A 19-year-old daughter is sassing her parents? No, get the hell out of here. What, are you kidding me? At 19? Oh, they're so educated and so intelligent, they wouldn't do something like that. A 19-year-old sass their parents? No. Evidently, there was a little bit of a tiff between mama and the daughter. Well, look, families are families. These people happen to be Mexican. The Mexicans are no different than any other family. They're living in the United States or in Oklahoma. Whether they're here illegally or not is irrelevant. They're humans. That's what's relevant. Their status, even though if they are here illegally, they shouldn't be here. We can argue that all day long, but blah, 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 blah. That's not part of the story. The part of the story here is this: a human being being beaten to death by five other human beings because they have a badge and a gun. And according to them, they have the right to do whatever they want to people. They're the judge, jury, and executioner. Well, this is far too often. This isn't just a one-time, this isn't a one-shot Johnny here. This happens far too often. In all races, in all colors. That has nothing to do with skin color. We don't do that on this program. We don't do colors on this program. We don't do one. There's only one group in this country, and that's American group, and that's it, period. Once you get to the American group, the conversation ends. There's nothing more to go. What's it? Because you're an American. Either you are or you're not. Well, it was caught on camera, this incident, when Mrs. Rodriguez, that's their last name, got an altercation with her daughter. Bop, bop, bop. They're outside the movie theater. I don't know what movie they saw. It doesn't really matter. In early hours of February 15, and she slapped her. Okay, well, my first day out of the Navy, I was home. I was at home not even 10 minutes, and I got slapped. And I was 25. So it's not uncommon for a mother to slap their child. It doesn't matter how old they are. You get out of line, well, you're going to get popped. I'm pretty sure, 19-year-old daughter, I don't need to know the ins and outs. I'm pretty sure that she got sassy. And Mama said, don't you be sassy with me, and popped her one. Good. Good for Mama. So a bystander witnessed the incident, and they got a report to the police. Instead of minding their own damn business, maybe watching a little more, maybe listening to the conversation, and find out that the daughter was actually being sassy and deserved to get slapped, no, these people got to go ahead and call police. Look, there are, you got to learn when to call the police and when not to call the police. Okay, now, if the mother had taken the daughter down, got her pinned down, her knees on her shoulders, and just started slapping the living piss out of her, okay, well, first thing, I wouldn't have called the cops first. I would have gone over and tried to pull them apart. But, I mean, that's just me. But one slap, you don't need to get police involved. And now police get involved. Oh, they get all exercised. They get all roid raged up. Ah, they're going to beat somebody down. Yeah, this is what we live for. Gung ho, gung ho. Ah, sit down. So the mother-daughter disagreement had upset Mrs. Rodriguez so much that she ran to the family car. Her husband, Luis, followed her to calm her down, when evidently he was interrupted by five police officers who arrived at the scene. They're going to save the day. Yeah, they sure did, didn't they? However, instead of confronting Mrs. Rodriguez, oh no, get to that, five cops took down her innocent husband, Luis, beating him, pepper spraying him, pinning him on the road. You see this video, he's got knees to the head. They got his head down to the ground, and this guy's putting all of his weight on one side of his head, just pressing it into the concrete. That's not bravery. Those five cops were cowards. Those five cops that were on top of them doing this stuff, when cops do this kind of crap, they need to be tried in the same courts that they try the very people that they arrest. The very people doing the very same citizens that get tried every day in our courts and have to go to our prisons. Those cops need to be tried in the same courts and go to the same jails as the same citizens that they put in there for doing the same thing. And this goes with politicians as well. You can steal from me, but I can't steal from you. Okay, I understand that. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. What the hell was I thinking? You can beat the hell out of me? No problem. Go ahead. Beat the living hell out of me. Go ahead. Kill my family, too, while you're at it. Use my gun. Go ahead. You've got a badge and a gun. You deserve it. You've got that right. You've got that power. You don't have the power. You took it. You're a thief. You do not have the right to beat this man down and beat him until he's dead. Because he didn't show you his ID, I wouldn't have shown you ID either. You're going to approach me like that? What's the matter with you guys? You need to be tried in the same courts. Go to the same jail. This is ridiculous. Look, people against people, period. Just because you have a badge on your chest doesn't mean that you're a different people than the other, than somebody else who doesn't have a badge. If you're a human being, you're a human being. And that's it, period. Five human beings beating a man to death. One man. And then they're saying, the guy's not even moving. They're saying, calm down, sir, because they realized they were being videotaped. Calm down, sir. The guy wasn't moving. First of all, he couldn't move when he had five guys on top of him. And he's got his head being pressed into the concrete. This man has both hands on top of on the side of his head and putting all of his weight down on this man's head being pressed into the concrete. Oh, and calm down, sir. He was probably almost close to death at that point by the time they got to that point. And she says, that's my husband. What are you doing? He's not moving. She's like, well, give me your ID, lady. Like, she, like they need her ID. What do you need the IDs for? What is with you cops and your IDs? What the hell is with that? What does that mean, give me your ID? I don't walk around with my ID. You want to know who I am? Well, come up and ask me. Become my friend. I'll tell you all about me. But I don't carry ID. I already know who I am. It's none of anybody's damn stupid business who I am. Look, if you want to carry ID, fine, carry it. I'm not telling you do or don't. It's up to you. But I don't know what these cops have got this infatuation with IDs for. Gotta have the ID. Oh, you're voting. Oh, well, you don't need a vote. You don't need an ID. Don't worry. Come on in. Would you go to the movie theater? Where's your ID? Where's your ID? Oh, you want to be a wise guy, huh? All right. Bam, bam, bam. But you're going on your way to vote? No, you don't need an ID. No problem. This is what pissed me off first thing out of the box this morning. I read this story last night, actually. And I was pissed. I went to sleep pissed, and I woke up pissed. And I'm still pissed. This is the kind of stuff. This has nothing to do with, yeah, they were both Spanish and all the cops were white, but this has nothing to do with that. If there's racist in between that, I don't know. I don't care. That part, to me, is irrelevant. What is relevant is five police officers who should know better, by the way. Maybe it's the way they're trained. Maybe they're trained to be little tyrants. I don't know. But you had five human beings attack one human being. Killed him. That's murder. I'm sorry. I don't give a damn what... I don't care what's in some stupid law book somewhere. I don't care what's in some stupid cop manual. That was murder. All five of them. Murder. They need to go to jail for that. I'm sorry. We can't have this. Oh, but all the cops, they'll stick up for him. Why? Because they're a cop. Again, brotherhood, I understand brotherhood. Brotherhood is important. I wouldn't respect, you know, a group that didn't have a certain level of brotherhood. You need brotherhood. Come on. But, I mean, come on. There's only so much a brotherhood can accept. And committing murder is not one of them. And that's exactly what this is. This is murder. So instead of confronting the woman, the mama, who was having an argument with the daughter, oh, no. Five cops took down her innocent husband. Got to pepper spray him. We got to hit him with sticks, pinning him down on the concrete, the street, putting their knees to his head, kicking him, hitting him, and the way they were twisting his arm. I mean, my God, you watch this video, man. I mean, you know, the lady's screaming, "Stop! Stop! You're killing him! You're killing him!" She's saying, hey, you know, he's not moving. He's not moving. Oh, get back, ma'am. Oh, get back. Yeah, but he's not moving. Oh, he's all right. We're going to get some medical attention. Where's your ID? That's all he's concerned about. Not that this man is dead. They just killed him. But where the hell's her ID? Like, that's important. All right, let's get into this IRS worker here now. I don't know what the hell's going on. I didn't get a chance to really read this. An Internal Revenue Service employee took home personal information of 20,000 IRS workers, former workers, and contractors, putting the data at risk for public release. Ooh. Now, again, this goes with this Snowden and the NSA. And my biggest complaint is not so much of stealing the information. Is that wrong? Yeah. Okay. You can consider Snowden a hero. You can consider him whatever you want to consider him. I some things I call heroic, but what I don't like is flying up to China and Russia. That one I didn't like. But the fact exposing this stuff I do like. But China and then Russia, no like. So I don't know what to think with this Snowden dude. But the information that's coming out, that's what's important. So on one sense, yeah, I'm glad that this information is coming out. It's not so much that the information was stolen, but how it was stolen and why it was allowed to be stolen in the first place. You're supposed to have the largest spy agency on planet frickin' Earth, and you can't stop a guy who's been there just a few months and doesn't even have a goddamn high school education from walking around with, walking out with all this information and flying off to China and Russia? I mean, that's unacceptable. Who's in charge? Well, the only person that was in charge, I guess he resigned. How are these people allowed to resign and now get a fat little pension on, guess who? Taxpayers' dime. How this stuff is allowed to happen in the first place, I don't understand. Now, on my ship in the Navy, and I hate to bring back, well, back when I was, you know, but we did have protocols. We did have procedures. So it was very difficult for, you know, to do things. So I understand procedures. I understand protocols. Why would there not be protocols and procedures and barriers making it extremely difficult for anybody, much less somebody who's only been there just a few months, to steal information and then fly off to China and Russia? Who was not doing their job? Why were there not procedures in place? Why were there not protocols in place? Who didn't follow them? And why were they not followed? Who was in charge and allowed this to happen? Who knew that it was going on and didn't say anything? Well, we'll never find that out. Well, why? Well, because it'll expose too many people and they're in too high of a position. Well, what does that matter? Well, if you got a high enough position, well, then you're, you know, you're beyond reproach. You can't be. I mean, come on. Can't, you know, you can't prosecute those people. They're high up in the government. They're not allowed to do anything wrong. And if they do, it's not wrong because they're, well, they're high up in the government. They've been appointed by people who won elections. So they're, the employee took home a computer thumb drive containing names, social security numbers, and addresses of the workers, and plugged the drive into an unsecure home network. At this point, we have no direct evidence to indicate the personal information has been used for identity theft or inappropriate uses. Well, if they're taking all this information out, I'm pretty sure they're going to use it for something inappropriate. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, you know, just seeing if it sticks. How is this stuff taken in the first place is what I'd like to know. I mean, how do you allow something like this to happen? Maybe I might be able to understand the IRS, people taking stuff out of the IRS, but the NSA, no. Especially from a person who's only been there just a few months and did not have a super-duper extra top-secret clearance. But God only knows what clearance he had. Evidently, people were giving him their passport or passwords. Why would you give anybody your password, number one? You got a stupid password. Here you are. The largest spy agency on planet Earth. And you've been there for 20 years, and here you are giving some snot-nosed little brat who's been there just a couple of months your password? I mean, I just, that's why none of this stuff makes any sense to me. It's not so much of the actual deed. Yes, the actual deed is wrong. But that the actual deed was allowed to happen. That's what's wronger. And it is wrong. You don't allow something like that to be. No, there's no excuse. There's no accidents. No, there's no excuse. You don't allow something like this to be stolen. If you're going to do something like this, be the largest spy agency in the world, you don't allow anybody to take anything from there, whether they've been there for 3 months or 30 years. I mean, hello? It doesn't take much brain power to figure this stuff out. Little old me can figure it out. Little old you can figure it out. How come these guys can't? Well, they can, but they just don't. And we allow them to get away with it. The incident did not involve, apparently, any taxpayer information. We've heard that before. The IRS said the potential breach was an isolated incident, they say. Well, wasn't that supposed to be isolated with the Tea Party there, those two rogue employees? Haven't we heard this before? An isolated incident? I'd like to find out who these people were. Almost all the employees worked at the IRS offices in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Most no longer work at the IRS. This is getting interesting. The agency was working to contact each of them and would offer free identity theft monitoring. Well, that's awful nice of them. The personal information dated back to at least 2007. The agency's inspector general was investigating the potential breach. An IRS spokesperson declined to comment on the status of the employee who took home the data. Probably because they're working for the administration and you... I don't know if this is something to do with something. But it always seems that when you have something like this, you think on the surface, and of course the media, they tell you, oh, it's an isolated incident. Oh, I'm supposed to just believe you. We've heard isolated incidences before. Two rogue employees. Isolated incident. Yeah. I just don't know what to believe. I've been lied to so much by so many times by this government for so many years, I can't believe anything. Go ahead, you can tell me whatever the hell you want to tell me, but now show it. Back it up or shut it up, because I don't want to hear it. I don't want any more speeches. I don't want any more comments. I don't want any more tweets. Tweet. I hate that. Tweet. There's your tweet. I want action. Do something. You're going to tell me you're going to do something? Well, then do it. Prove it to me. Prove to me that you can do what you say you can do. So far, have you seen this administration prove anything that they can do? No. An IRS spokeswoman declined to comment on the status.
Of course.
They always decline to comment. Why? Because, you know, you haven't had your talking points, you know, predetermined yet? The top Republican tax writer in Congress said that the IRS should do a better job protecting confidential information. Yeah, they should also do a much better job of targeting certain individuals because, well, they think differently. They think, well, Constitution. They think things like freedom for everybody, not just the gray-haired, white, super-ooper-duper rich Republicans, which does not make up the Tea Party, by the way. Past, the IRS has released personal taxpayer information to the public and has not been able to effectively prevent and detect identity theft, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I don't know if this is going to turn into something, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit if it did. Anytime you hear the government say, oh, it's just an isolated incident, you know, oh, God. Here we go. What's next? The IRS has still yet to back off of targeting the Tea Party, by the way. They haven't stopped yet. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until our Congress does something about it. But see, we don't have a strong enough Speaker of the House who wants to get involved in something because he might look a certain way that he's not, even though he's not. Maybe he is, and he doesn't want people to know. I don't know. But I do know one thing. He's not fighting. And if you're not going to fight the fight, you need to get the hell out of the war. All right. Let's see what we can finish up here today. White House backs off the Surgeon General nominee. Well, this guy's a creep. If you've ever look him up, this Dr. Murthy, the Surgeon General nominee, look him up and just listen to this guy. You decide for yourself. Would you trust this guy as your Surgeon General? First of all, would you trust this guy operating on you? No, I would not. And if I wouldn't trust him operating on me, I certainly wouldn't trust him as Surgeon General. What is a Surgeon General? Again, they're like the EPA. You make recommendations. You don't make policy. But see, this guy wants to be a little tyrant. He wants to take over everything and take the guns and put it under the medical part so he can control that. So we can say, well, guns are hazardous to your health. You can't have them. They're now illegal. However, again, I know, I gotta resort back to that C word, the Constitution. We do have a Second Amendment, Mr. Murthy. I'm not going to call you doctor because doctors wouldn't act like the way you act. So I can't call you doctor. So I'm going to call you mister. Or maybe you're a missus. I don't know. These days, you can't tell. Boys will be girls. Girls will be boys. World except for Lola. So who the hell knows? But this Dr. Murthy obviously has no concept of what us, the learned group, is still aware of. You know, the Bill of Rights. You've heard of them. You've heard of that. Haven't you? Bill of Rights? You haven't heard of them? Bill of Rights? Well, I know they haven't been around for a few years now. It's been longer than a few years, but people like me, we still follow it. And there's a Second Amendment. And that Second Amendment is in there for one reason and one reason only, Mr. Murthy. Is to uprise against people like you, Mr. Murthy. Uprise against the government for turning tyrannical. That's why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. I didn't write it. So I can't be blamed for why that Second Amendment is in the Constitution. The only thing I can do is follow it, like you should, but you don't. For whatever reason, you find it hateful. You're an idiot. You don't understand what it is that you're talking about, and yet you're trying to pass policy against it. Well, if you don't understand why a law is a law, you don't get the purpose behind it. How can you even comment on it, much less make policy against it when you're not a part of the Constitution? You can't make policy. But the EPA, they're allowed to make policy. Now the Surgeon General, he's allowed to make policy. Everybody's allowed to make policy. How about the American people? When can we be allowed to make policy? Like, let us follow the Bill of Rights and we can remain free. Oh, you can't do that. Well, why? Well, you're a subject. You didn't win an election. You weren't appointed by anybody who won an election. I mean, who the hell are you? Well, go back to work, will you please? The government needs more money. We need to tax you. You don't have a right to speak. First Amendment, you don't have a right. You don't have Bill of Rights anymore. The government has the Bill of Rights. They've got them in Al Gore's little lockbox, and they're not going to pull them out until they decide to pull them out. Peasant, you're a citizen, a subject. And do you want to speak and voice your opinion? That's not democracy, damn it. Democracy is what the king says. And if you disagree with the king, well, you're disagreeing with society. Don't you understand that? The latest nominee facing trouble with the Senate confirmation is Dr. Murthy, Harvard Medical School physician. How did I guess this guy would be from Harvard? I mean, supposedly Harvard is supposed to be the brightest and the smartest and the bestest. But every time that you start listening to some of these people, these people, you see them in politics and you see them on the news and you see them as doctors and you see them as experts for this and experts for that. And every time you see them when they're – and lawyers. There's a – God, I've yet to see a lawyer from Harvard that I actually trusted, that I would actually want to have them represent me. I've yet to see one of those. I'm sure that there probably are because I can't imagine – Harvard being one of the best law schools in the country, is it going to produce somebody with a friggin' brain? But most of them that you see are not. There's liberal law, and then there's constitutional law. I follow the constitution law. I don't follow liberal law. Liberal law goes against the Constitution. The Constitution is for everybody. We are all free. This is our government, not the government's government. We still have the power. We have the power of the vote, and we need to start using it. But before we can use it, we need to start getting people in there that are good candidates. Now we have Reince Priebus is out there, you know, pounding his chest, saying we're going to win all these elections. Well, we're going to win a lot of elections because of Obamacare, screwed a lot of Democrats up. And this is another thing that I don't understand with the American public. Democrats screw up and everybody votes Republicans. Then the Republicans get in office and they screw up and everybody turns and votes Democrat. I mean, this back and forth. I don't do that. First of all, they're all screwed up. We need to take control of our government. We got no one to blame for this government but ourselves. We put this government together. We crafted it. We handcrafted this government. We went into the voting booth and we put the people in that we wanted or the people that we were told that we wanted. That's the biggest problem. I don't want to be told who to vote for. I'm going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. If I tell you. Harvard. What does that mean? Just because you come from Harvard? Oh, yeah, and he's got a piece of paper with his name on it. He's got a PhD. He's really smart. Well, I can't have a conversation with him. I can't argue with him. Well, why? Well, because I don't have a piece of paper with my name on it, and he does. It means I can't argue with him, even though I know I'm right, and I can prove it. But I can't argue with him, because that would be socially unacceptable. I personally don't give a damn who you are. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. The White House, however, is still backing its controversial nominee. Controversial. I'm sick of that word, too. Because somebody goes against somebody else, it's controversial. Why do we need to put the word controversial? So we can create more controversy? Why? For what? We're trying to get rid of controversy. So we create more controversy to try to get rid of controversy. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So the White House is still backing its nominee. See right there, Mr. Newspaper Man, I just helped you out. Now your article's better. But acknowledges that the officials are recalibrating their strategy. Recalibrating their strategy. They just have to have this guy in. Well, why? Well, because he's radical enough. He's going to get rid of the NRA. He's going to get rid of the guns. He's going to put guns into the hands of the Surgeon General. Then the Surgeon General is going to get rid of guns. The liberals love getting rid of guns because the government and the law enforcement are the only ones to have guns. That way it's a lot easier to take over the citizens. That's the point. You think for 1 second this government isn't beefing up to take over you? Think again. This government is beefing up on ammunition. This government is beefing up on weapons, beefing up on, they've got these survival meals. The government is buying gazillions of these, and they last forever. I mean, they got a shelf life of a gazillion years. Opening up these FEMA camps. I mean, this government, they're bucking up for something. They know what's about to happen. They're doing everything they can, and as soon as they get rid of the Second Amendment, boom, they're just going to move right in, just like what Putin's doing over there in Crimea. He saw his opportunity. He was just waiting. You know, like a cat, man. Cats are very patient. They'll sit there and they'll just wait. They'll wait and they'll hide behind a tree and they won't move. Won't move a muscle. And they'll just, and alligators too. Crocodiles. They'll just sit there and wait. Animals of prey. A lot of them are very patient animals. And they'll wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And when they get the right moment, boom! Right in. Well, that's what Putin did. And yeah, he's getting ready to, now he took over a Navy base now. Look, he's going to keep moving until somebody stops him. And it's unfortunate because the way our government has been run for so many years, we put ourselves into a position where we can't do a goddamn thing about it, but wait until it's too late and then react. Unbelievable. But we've got too many problems in this country that need to be corrected before we can even start screwing around with anybody else. I'm sorry that it sucks what's happening in Crimea. Is it important? Yes, because what's happening over there could very well happen over here. And in some respects, things like that are happening over here. But we could have this happen to us from somebody else. I mean, if China and Russia get together and they want to attack the United States, I mean, it can get ugly. We don't need any more ugh. You know what I mean? We don't need any more ugly. Enough ugly. All right, let's get off of this this stupid Dr. Murthy. Democrats are backing away from him because, not because of whether they think he's good or bad, but because they're worried about their election. Again, it has nothing to do with whether how this man is going to affect the United States, affect the American people. Affect the country, the foundation, the founding principles of why our country was formed. That's not why they're not going to vote for him. They're not going to vote for him, well, because they may lose their midterm. Now all the Democrats are shifting to the right. Oh, look at me. I'm Mr. Joe Conservative. Oh, Mr. Tea Party over here. Vote for me. Vote for me. It's phony. And none of these people deserve their job back. They all need to be fired. And Trey Gowdy needs to be Speaker of the House. John Boehner, fired. Peter King, fired. Don't even think about running. You're fired. McConnell, fired. McCain, fired. Lindsey Graham, sorry, kid. Got to let you go. You're fired. Daryl Issa, you broke my heart. You're fired. All of you, fired. Every damn one of you, I'm sick of it. When you see a fight, that's when you fight it. Don't give me this, well, it's not the right time to fight. Well, when is? Maybe if you'd have stood up and fought in October, maybe we wouldn't have the problems that we had today. Or maybe if you'd have stood up and fought a little harder beforehand. Maybe fought a little bit when George Bush was out there spending money like a drunken sailor. No, you were right there with him. Why? Because you were making out like a bandit yourself. That's why all these guys need to be fired. This is our government. And if we want control of our government, we need to take control of our government. But we can't take control of our government until we take control of ourselves first. And the first thing we need to do is we need to put down that bag of Cheetos, turn off that goddamn Kim Kardashian show, get off that couch, and go out there and get yourself involved. Get yourself informed. Find out what's going on. Find out how many rights you are actually losing. Find out how much freedom you really don't have. And then do something about it. My God. Looks like we got just about 2 minutes left, and it looks like I got my brother on the line. Maybe we got an NFL football update. Hey, Meathead, are you there?
I got no news.
You got no news?
Going to the Raiders.
Who's going to the Raiders?
Incognito, your brother.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, I got a couple things I didn't get a chance to go, but we only got a couple minutes left, which is good. Because I'll just blast off. No, you can be. You got 2 minutes. You can be swift. You can be whatever. So that's it. I want to see some preseason games already. They need to have.
I'm ready to play. Let's play ball, man. Enough of this crap. The basketball crap on every day.
You know what? They need to have a spring league. you know, like a midwinter's, you know, after winter spring league.
Yeah, but they've got one, but it's just not good. It's not good, man.
Arena football is terrible. It's just wrong.
It's just not good. WWF gave it a shot, but they really didn't.
Yeah,
good effort though. Come on, give them that.
Yeah, but it
give them
didn't.
That.
It didn't quite work.
No, it didn't work. Anyways, what's going on today? I missed your show.
Liberals are just liberals being liberals, and cops beating up people.
It's their job.
Yeah. IRS.
If you do something wrong, they should beat you up.
Yeah. They should beat you up. This guy wasn't doing anything wrong.
They stay out of trouble, and you won't get beat up.
Well, they weren't in trouble. This is the problem.
Well,
so anyway, we are.
That.
Well, you're an idiot. You're a liberal. That's why. We got 90 seconds.
Shut
I got to get going. So
beat you up.
Yeah.
All right, gotta go.
All right. See
you
later. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening today. I didn't get a chance to peek at the. Except for right now, looks like we got Vito. Thanks for listening, Vito. We got another guest. Anyway, thanks very much for listening today, putting up with me, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.